You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen in studio. Bill Bush once again joins Bafar in the glorious looking piano room this morning.
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you, Bill?
Due to a later surprise in the day, I can't reveal that right now, but I will be able to reveal that tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
All
right.
You know, he's a journalist.
You don't want to ask me somebody's name again that I don't know?
You know, Bill, he can't help himself. He's a journalist. He has to ask questions. It's what he does for a living.
He is a journalist. It's what he does.
That's what he
Who,
does.
What, when, where, why.
That's right.
Wow.
He lives
good
his life
job,
like that.
Bill.
It's a code. Oh, it's a code of life.
Bill, you're not a lunk.
You are bundled up. Is it? What's the weather there, guys?
It's chilly. It's warm in the studio. I think it's hot in here again. But right today, the high, it's 42 degrees right now. The high today is 52, so it's not warm. 42 this morning.
And tomorrow, breaking, you don't have to play breaking news if you don't want. Bill, 31 at this time tomorrow, according to Missing Tooth.
So we're looking at our first frost. Mm.
Ooh.
It's possible.
The
could happen.
The grass cutting season is upon us.
Is 31, well, that's not frost for sure, though, is it?
Well,
short frost.
Science says it is. Science
I know,
says
but
yes.
You know how that goes, Bill. I don't, I know what, I get 32 is freezing. I get that, but I don't know if 31 will do it.
You might be right on that.
Are you challenging science here?
I'm going to lock up the grass. I agree with you, Steve. I'm fully on board with that.
And how about yes. Bill? How about Bill out of the gate? The journalist credo. Who,
yes.
What, when, where, and
yes,
why.
Yes, that's the code you live by there.
And Bill.
I learned that sitting and listening to you and young Ben discuss the profession.
Right. Yes.
I took it all in. I just sit there and I try to be a sponge. I just try to gather it all in. Information
we need
to have.
Yeah. See, that's why, again, Sip asked the tough questions. Sometimes he goes too far, but because he has to, Bill, that's his life.
It's not exactly.
So you have to understand why he goes beyond.
Can we address this, Bill? I need to address this as adults. It's not a crazy question to ask where you're at.
No, it's not.
Okay, this time you're free right, of that one. You're good.
Not. It wouldn't be like we'd be off air and you would just, and I'd have to go at you like, I can't believe you even brought that up.
How dare you ask me where I am?
It's not
because generally every time that I am someplace, I do tell you exactly where I'm at, what hotel
surprise,
I'm in, all those things. I just have an event that I'm at that's got a little bit of twist to it. I'll be back. I'll actually be remote again tomorrow because of where I start my day at. I'll be back in Nebraska at early time tomorrow, so we'll be back up and ready to go. So a lot going on.
Have I ever asked you a question where off air you said, how dare you ask me that?
No.
What's wrong
how
with
dare you?
You?
How dare you ask me that on air?
How dare you ask me about Marty's tennis racket? Did you ask Marty at all about the Hastings basketball camp yesterday when you spoke to him about the t-shirts that we wore?
I haven't heard from Marty either. I'm on a text chain with Marty and his son Bennett, but Marty hasn't been chiming in, and that all he signals one thing to me. He's got kind of busy thing at work. I mean, it's always that. He's got about seven kids too, so I he's got a lot going on. So no, I haven't heard from him at all.
How many kids does Marty have?
He's got four.
You said seven a second ago.
You said seven. Uh-huh. And here's why it shocked me, because you said you were on a text thread with him and his son Bennett. The other kids are just left out.
They are. We know about one. He's got another son. But Charlie's not as big a sports fan. That's my read, and he's younger, so he's not. It's just Bennett's out in the working world, and he's a huge sports fan. So
you connect more with him. Is that what you're saying?
A little. Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
So you have favorites. You've chosen favorites here on air.
Uncle Simple here.
I know this is awkward. I love Charlie. Charlie's a great dude, but No, Ben is just more of a sports fan, and I'm hot. Wow, it's hot.
He's got this. He has the hoodie on again. He complains about the hoodie because he likes to zip it down. Got to take the whole thing off so we can see his stomach when he comes out.
Not gonna do that. Okay, so Bill.
Yeah, Bill's the floor.
It does look hot there. I'm just gonna tell you.
This is warm.
Jake looks. It looks. Yeah, Steve, you're making me very uncomfortable after the description of the heat in the studio and you in a parka. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Bill, it's warm in here. This studio, I might take this jacket off as well, but yeah, not right now.
Keep talking, please.
So, can we give our friend, our producer, Rudy, some kudos because his Blue Jays tied it up last night in the World Series. We're going to game five in Toronto. How about the Jays? They take down Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers 6-2, 2-2 going to game five still in LA. Excuse me, that's tonight, I believe. Game five is tonight. In LA, 7 p.m. on Fox. Game 6 and 7, if 7 is necessary, will be in Toronto.
You know I'm pushing for Game 7.
Absolutely.
How long did Sohei last?
Ohtani went, let me get this for you, Bill. He went 6 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 6 strikeouts, gave up 1 homer last night in 93 pitches of 6 innings.
Okay, he went.
I would love to know the theory on that. Because just from no baseball knowledge at all, but having someone pitch a game that just played 18 innings the day before, mm-hmm. the night before, mm-hmm. I mean, I guarantee you the pitcher for Toronto didn't play 18 innings and had 9 at bats.
That's a good point.
Just seems like that would be very taxing on someone.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a break because we all know he got on base all 9 times. He didn't have a quick strikeout where he could sit in the dugout. No, he had to stay attentive. For all 18 innings.
You're talking about legs here, right? Mainly. You're just
legs, Mace. And just everything about it. I mean, just pitching in the major leagues is something.
Bill.
How rare is it in our era, Steve? Do you remember anyone that would have been playing the game before?
In
batting and doing all of a sudden then pitching the next game of
starting.
A World Series?
Starting.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, starting. Not pitching in relief. Yeah. I mean, he's starting. No,
not all of a sudden. Not trying to get two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Just starting.
Right. No.
So it just seems like it's bizarre. And but like I said, I'm enamored with his ability.
I think it's got to be impressive for the Blue Jays to go 18 innings, lose the game. You think you have the game won several times? Nope, lose. To come back and win the next night. That's
really
impressive. You think, that could be a huge gut punch, and we'll see how they fight back. They took an early lead, never looked back. 6-2. Blue Jays.
How about there are people, Bill, and I'm addressing Bill more than you because you're more game. Me and Bill go to bed. Both Robin and Sean stayed up for the entirety of that. Sean said, I was in front of my TV for 6 hours. For 6 hours. And Robin came
That's
back
remarkable.
From. Yeah, it is. So they're up till 1:55. They retired yesterday. And Robin came back from the basketball game and then watched 10 innings. up to 155.
That is sports fandom commitment right there.
Yeah.
Kudos to those two. Way to go, Robin and Sean.
Kudos.
I haven't been.
Well, Sean's a Dodgers fan. Of course, he's watching the whole game. Robin doesn't have any dog in the fight.
It's a huge commitment, though. 6 hours in front of a TV. I don't know that. Not in one shot.
That sounds like a bi-week Saturday for football,
but
right?
But not in one shot, usually. Not in one shot.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway. All right.
Congrats to the Blue Jays. Game 5 tonight.
Game 5 tonight?
Yes. If you want to know who's on the mound.
It's funny when you congratulate Rudy, who did not play in the
game. But he's a fan of the Blue Jays.
it was as if Rudy was the manager.
Good job by Rudy.
I don't know. Is it Yesevidge? Is that how you say the last name? Who's Yesevidge? Yeah, whatever.
Yesevidge,
the pitcher for the Blue Jays tonight versus Blake Snell for the Dodgers.
Snell's going again.
Going to game
didn't,
game
didn't he
five.
Go game one?
He may have.
Yeah, he went game one.
Well, he's got some rest in him.
Okay. Okay.
Game 5 tonight. Anything else idle chit-chat for you, Sip? No. Did you watch football last night, Bill? I think there was two games, right? We had some football last night, college football.
I didn't watch anything. I was in travel mode, Jake, so I did not.
Let me give you some scores.
Was Kennesaw State playing?
They
I
did.
Believe?
Your friend Scotty Walden Sip fell again last night to Kennesaw State, beats UTEP 33-20. That drops UTEP to a 2-6 record. Kennesaw State now 6-2.
Okay. Okay.
The other game, James Madison, who by the way has 9 votes in the AP poll, not ranked, but they 9 votes. They beat Texas State on the road 52-20. James. Damn. Madison.
Cignetti, like it's like he has 2 programs rolling.
And I saw that head coach as a potential favorite for the Va-Tech job.
Well, yeah, why would you not do that, Bill? Think about it.
I would consider it, and guess what will go with him? A lot of JMU players probably, just like Sigs did it.
Just use the formula. If I was an AD, wouldn't you be tempted, if you were an AD, to use that formula, the James Madison Cignetti formula?
Yes, it's one of those things when you bring in, let's just say you want to bring in Pat Fitzgerald. Someone who's coached, he's going to come in and he will be ready to go November, whatever. And then it's like, okay, who can you bring with you? Nobody. Right. Nobody. I don't have a team. I have nobody. And compared to you can bring somebody with you.
Yeah.
The cycle of portal will be, this may go down as one of the, to this point in time, might be the most epic ever because of all the coaching changes, all the rosters being rebuilt, all the things happening. It's going to be complete mayhem. And then you're going to have some teams that are like, can you promise me this? And it's like, well, no, I really can't promise you that. We got to get that cleared through the clearinghouse. And there'll be some teams like, yes, we can promise you that. We're going to be in the third lane until the clearinghouse gets it figured out.
Meanwhile, at Nebraska, it looks to me like nothing's going to happen. It's not, nothing's official. I mean, we put out something on our message board last night, Sean did. It looks like it's trending toward nothing. So Nebraska won't be, they'll still be involved in the portal. They need to go get some guys, but it doesn't look to me like there'll be a coaching change right now. It's not official though.
I could have played breaking news for that. You just went right into it.
Yeah, it's okay. Cause I wouldn't classify it right now as breaking news. Cause it's nothing.
It's trending toward Matt Rule staying, you're seeing.
Yeah. And nothing's, I can tell you this, that people are saying that they're working on a deal. There's some reports that Dan and Rule are working on a deal and it's probably accurate. I know for a fact that as of last night, nothing had been signed. So, but it looks like where it's going. You know how those things go, though. I was telling somebody, you know, it's a brand. I always say you got to be careful on everything. But you do, because the first time they got Rule, when they got him from, he wasn't at Carolina, but when they got him the last time around, they got him and they did. Then they didn't have him. They had agreed in principle to a deal, and then it blew up. And then they circled back and got him. Remember, the Ted Carter got involved.
I do.
So sometimes you hear that stuff, and then it goes sideways. So you got to be a little careful. So that's that. How about that?
I feel pretty good about that right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I wouldn't talk about it if I didn't. We'll see. Bill, you got to let it play out.
You have to.
You got
to
let it play out.
You got to let it play out.
Yes, Bill.
The section and the awesome job by Jake who does everything with the program rundown, The alternative jersey got a lot of play.
Wow, I got a lot of
I
thought it would. I wasn't. Wow. I didn't, not why I made the topic to go. You know, to have a bunch of pushback. I just thought, hey, this is something. It's a hot button issue with the fans. Some people don't care. They say, okay, it's blackout. Let's go for it. Some people think the same way. It's the sea of red. Let's embrace the red on national primetime TV against USC. I'm happy with all the reaction we got. Thank you. Breakers and non-breakers out there. Maybe people didn't know the show that,
there was
that saw that.
I put it on our message board. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Yeah. And it got a lot of reaction, Bill. A lot.
Yeah, it got a lot of reaction.
It's a hot button issue.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I told you, even with my feelings on it, I will be in the stands and I will don black attire to follow through. I will not be the outlier in red or white or whatever. I will have black on to be with the fans.
I put up a thread. I don't know if I put up a thread on Husker Online, Bill, and it got 82 responses. 82 is a lot.
What was the name of the thread?
Yeah, what's your name?
What was the thread? What was the thread's name? I saw the thread.
You know what?
What was the thread?
The name of the thread, Bill, is I appreciated Jake. This is the name of it. I appreciated Jake's strong stance on the black uniform topic this morning. ... And then when you open it, there's that, you know, there's
how it was there an emoji? Was there an emoji?
No emoji. Just ...
No, and then there's that segment. You can just press it, you know.
The thread?
No. When you on the YouTube.
Comment section?
Are you talking about a link, Steve?
Here, this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You embedded the link.
Yeah, I embedded
you
the link.
You embedded the link from the show that Rudy posted the
That's
clip.
That's what I was
got
trying to
embedding was the word you're looking
nice.
For.
Yeah, embedding. I was trying to get that word for Bill.
Embedded.
Embed. Embed the link.
It's yes.
Easy to do, and that happened. And there was a lot of replies. And would you say you had a lot of support and then a lot of pushback?
Yes, I thought it'd be 50-50. That's about what it was. Yeah. That's fine. That's why you bring it up.
Uh-huh.
It seemed like it was about that. It seemed like there was a late turn heavily in favor of the Sorensen camp.
Well,
was there a late turn, Phil? Was there a late turn?
It's like the election, a late turn.
Sometimes.
In the voting.
Late.
Yes. It's one of those things where you went to bed thinking you're losing, and Jake woke up like, whoa,
I won?
Took a turn.
Incredible. I'll be damned.
Yeah, I won. What? I won?
Amazing.
And so no winning, losing, but Jake, it was a great topic to bring up because it stirred up emotion and conversation.
Emotion.
And that's what a talk show does.
Yeah. We do.
It was an incredible job by Jake.
Thank you.
And where I come down, like the people that say, oh, got it. What are we talking about? Uniforms. Who cares? It's a pretty big deal, actually. When you go to all black and for a blackout, that's actually a pretty big deal. And people are going to weigh in.
Yeah, it's definitely a care factor. The one thing that was interesting on some of the takes I saw, Jake, was that, and Steve, was that people thought that we have no tradition with USC, so it's not a helmet game or anything like that. That was not the point.
Nope.
The point was it was two traditional schools.
Absolutely.
That there was really I don't see a lot of tradition between USC and Michigan, but when we turned the game on, it was fun to see USC Michigan in their traditional
home. And that is indeed what the point was.
The stool was pretty united on that subject.
We typically are, besides the Indiana Ohio State ranking and our power rankings that we had to say.
Oh, here we go.
We put the Hoosiers first.
I sent some screenshots yesterday.
Yeah, one of those analytics.
Well, Joel Klatt was on board with you.
Some like millennial made up some analytics. Big deal.
And put out some fake stats, sure.
The good thing about it is we'll never know the answer who is better between Ohio State and Indiana. We'll never know.
Because we're going.
Or maybe
we are going.
Like in about 5 weeks.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
When we're sitting there live.
We're going to Indy.
We're going.
St. Elmo's for dinner, and then we're going to go watch the game.
We're sitting in the lobby of the La Quinta Hotel in Indianapolis.
God, I hope we're sitting in the La Quinta lobby. Oh my God.
I hope
God.
We're in La Quinta. Can you imagine, Jake? We got a room at the La Quinta.
We're in
the lobby.
Are we drinking old fashioned at that point or not?
Talking to people that have no idea there's even a game that night. No idea.
Give the La Quinta more credit than
come
that.
Come on.
Bill. That's where we're staying. And we're taking the van.
We're taking the van.
We're 100%
taking
the van.
We're getting rooms at the La Quinta.
Yeah.
Is it possible to take the train there, Jake? Can we take Amtrak?
Ooh, I have to check where the Amtrak goes to. That'd be kind of fun.
I'd prefer to take the.
Imagine a live show from the dining car.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sip is sampling everything. What do you have now, Sip? What are you trying at this point?
Is there such thing as a dining cart?
Yes, there's a dining cart in the Amtrak.
At one point in time, there was a dining cart. Jake, is there still a dining cart?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there was a spot people could order food and chill and
really
look out. Yes, that happened back last August.
They
I saw
don't
it.
Want us doing a show in the dining cart.
Well, we can make it happen, though. I'll check and see the Amtrak's route. See if it goes there.
Thank you.
By the way, last thing, tonight you do have two games. Jacks State against Middle Tennessee State at 6:30 ESPN2. And FIU, that's right, Pitbull, at Missouri State, 7 p.m. on CBS Sports
Network. Missouri
State's
playing pretty good. Looks like they're bowl bound.
They're 4-3.
Where is that?
At Missouri State.
I know, but where is that?
Is it Bill? You know what city that's? I have no idea.
No, I have no idea what city it's in.
Figure that out.
Did it used to be Southeast Missouri? I don't know. No, I don't know.
I got it.
It's
Springfield, Missouri. Where Missouri State is at. Springfield.
If it was in a multiple choice question, I would have aced it. I just couldn't do it off the top of my head.
There's a Springfield, Illinois, right?
There is.
Isn't that confusing? That's always confusing to me. There's two Springfields. Shouldn't be that way. There's probably other Springfields, too, to be honest. Anyway.
I would bet there's more than if you took... I don't think every town in Nebraska is non-duplicated in another state.
No, you're right. I don't know why that one gets me.
There's a Springfield, Nebraska, Steve.
There is.
You know.
Is there?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, there probably is a Springfield in about every state.
Well, that's a common question for Simpsons fans, is where's the actual Springfield? Because that's where the Simpsons is based out of.
Springfield.
Springfield. Which Springfield is it?
Jake is a Simpsons fan.
Springfield also sounds like a town that you'd have saw on a soap opera back in the 70s.
Springfield.
Where the location of yes. some... Okay.
It's a Springfield.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738-AG. Do you need seed,
Joey,
chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738-AG runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738-AG.com.
Joey's working hard in Bertrand.
Yeah,
I wonder how much the rain affected him yesterday, though. It rained a lot.
I think people are shut down across the state today for ag. I don't see too many wet husks is going to be the problem.
What about tomorrow? What about tomorrow?
Well, Steve, we're going to need some wind today. And
it's windy right now.
Back up and going.
It's very windy today, so that's good. It's possible.
Give us a chance.
I ran a couple of my jokes for Beatrice's speech, and I got the ghost tomorrow. I ran them by Jake. I think I was 1 for 2.
Yeah, and you're going with the first one I didn't like.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm not going to tell it, Bill, because I got to keep it in my pocket. People listen.
So you're going to? Are you at Beatrice today, Steve?
No, tomorrow. I got a doubleheader tomorrow, and I got about 4 or 5 jokes ready. So I hope people go. Beatrice is at the Veterans Club, and then Holy Ghost is.
I gave my prediction that if you do the first one that I said was not your best, it's going to be a very delayed laugh, like people thinking, "Oh, I get it now."
Yeah,
not an instantaneous.
I'm surprised you like.
It's nothing like. It's nothing like the Saran.
Yeah, the Saran wrap
episode. I can clearly see your nuts. Is that?
That's one that you laugh right away at. Yes.
That hit that was like the a ghost, fireball.
That yeah, the ghost a, liked that one. That the ghost yeah. really
that,
liked well, that one.
That we liked that one.
Yeah, you did.
A great
yes,
one.
You did.
How about you? How about you know you're a dude when you get the ghost twice in 1 year? That's nobody else does it twice.
That's not true. I think other people do. Yeah, get ready, ghost.
Coming for
on
you.
Thursday.
With jokes. I got
Steve,
jokes for
just
you.
Give me an update. Would you please compliment the staff and the food staff? Their food is ridiculous.
They love
it's
Bill.
It's absolutely ridiculous how good their food is like that. So please thank them again for a couple weeks ago when I was there. They took such good care of me. It was awesome.
I'm glad I don't follow Bill. God, that'd be like he's like George Strait and I'm like Buck Owens. They're like, who's this guy?
Buck Owens. Streets of Bakersfield.
Hee-haw. You watched Hee-haw. You watched it. I know you did, Phil.
Oh, I watched Hee-haw. I mean, just imagine the show, Jake, and just a bunch of guys in bib overalls in
funny
the 70s.
Bit.
Oh,
is that better time?
Simple, how about this one? This is even a little pre-us, but I can kind of remember, but I don't remember it that well. Laughing.
Yeah, yes, I didn't watch that probably as much as you did.
Yeah, and Laughing was a little risky.
Risque.
As a little, I was like, ooh, that's dicey.
Wait, did you say risky or risque? Which one was it?
Wouldn't you go with risque on that, Bill?
Risque, 100%.
Yeah. Risky.
He went with risky.
Yeah. 464-5685, call or text as always. Yesterday, Sip, you were in the room for Dana Holgorsen and John Butler at the podium.
Mm-hmm. You want to go, we're going combined here?
Yeah, we got them both. Holgorsen went first. Nice. He spoke first yesterday.
I thought
about a variety of things.
I'd go Butler first.
Okay, John Butler first it is then.
Butler was, I'd say, a little more informative. Right away, the first clip where he's got notes on USC's offense. He talks about USC's offense, which is formidable.
Yes, John Butler from yesterday.
Yeah, they're a handful, right? Actually, I have some notes. I figured you're gonna ask. So they average 530 yards a game. 7.89 yards per play. They're scoring over 40 points a game. They can run it. They can throw it. They got a good quarterback. They got good wideouts. They have an athletic offensive line, so it's a huge challenge. It's a great opportunity, though. You know, you look at things as challenges or threats, and this is a great challenge for us, our young defense, to kind of go and play in a great environment against a great offense that you know has a system in place. It's a system that you can watch from way back when he was at East Carolina all the way to now. He clearly knows what he wants to do in terms of when he wants to run it, how he wants to throw it. So it's a great challenge.
Yeah, notes, John Butler.
He did hit it.
An interesting stat that you don't really think about, and that is Nebraska, through its first 8 games, has not allowed 400 yards. Did I say that
great
yesterday?
Stat.
They have not allowed.
You said that yesterday, yes. It's very
oh,
good.
Did I say
what,
that?
What did Maryland have? It had to be close, right?
Yeah. Now, did I say that on this show?
I think you did.
Okay, so they hadn't allowed – Nebraska has not allowed 400 yards, and USC's averaging 530, as John pointed out, so I don't know.
Something's got to give.
Yeah, now here's what I – riddle me this, Bill and Jake. Okay, so I'm on some other show yesterday talking about how good their offensive line is USC's offensive line, and And you know, keep in mind, USC's the number one offense, total off. They're number one in total offense. They're number one in passing offense. They're averaging 42.4 points, which is fifth nationally. So I'm saying how good their O-line is. I get a text from Michael, our friend Michael Severe. No, they're all O-line's not very good. Pass block grade, PFF, Pro Football Focus, is number 95 overall. Their run block grade is number 83 overall. And I'm like, well, now, wait a second. Now, hold on. I called him. Like, now how's this work? Tell me how that – explain to me
because
how this works.
Because they run the ball well, too, and
yeah,
pass
explain to
well.
Me how this works. They're the number one offense in the nation, but their O-line's not very good? That doesn't matter.
I don't agree with that.
No, that's where I get weirded out by analytics,
well,
Bill.
PFF's always dicey, right?
Just analytics, period. Guys who lean on analytics, I'm very wary of guys who lean on analytics. Very wary. That's a great, shining example of why. Oh, their offensive line's also rated number 95, but they're the number one offense in the country. That makes a lot of sense.
And they've played some real teams.
Yes, they have.
Right.
They've played some real
they
teams.
They played Notre
also,
Dame.
I'm not discounting that Severe is correct, but remember, Severe was all in on USC beating Notre Dame straight up, no points.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he was a fan of what they must have looked like offensively on the O-line, or he wouldn't have wagered with you a steak dinner.
Right, Cassio's.
USC Notre Dame game.
Hey, and I want to say something. I want to make something clear. Severe's about the smartest football guy I know, besides you, Bill. I'll say non-coach that I know. Severe helps me a ton. He does. And in this case, though, I just had to say.
Now, he calls him. He said, I don't think so, pal.
Wait a second. Come on.
Part doesn't add up. You'll see, I will say this, grading or not, you'll see very athletic is – you're going to see more gap schemes, more pulling situations than they've seen all year,
okay.
Than Nebraska has seen all year.
Gap scheme and pulling.
And you don't do that unless you have a very nimble offensive line. They're not gigantic. It's not like, oh, this is a 335, 350 across the board. It doesn't look like an SEC O-line with the mass, but okay. It's an athletic-looking team.
Good, Bill. Thank you. Now, he also talked about Jaden Maiva.
I do have that, yeah.
Hit it.
Yeah, you can really see that he's a smart quarterback that takes the instruction, you know, not only through the week from the head coach and the play caller, but also in the game. You know, they're in sync when they have to check out of a play and he's looking to the sidelines to get the information from his staff. You know, he gets them into the right play, whether it's checking out of a run into a pass or checking out of a run into a screen or – they check everything. So they'll check a run to a run. They'll check a run to a pass to a run. So he's you can see when he does that, for the most part, he's doing it right. So I think he's a really good player. I think he's got more escapability than people realize because he's big and he's strong and he gets away from the rush. He has enough running ability that obviously we've had some issues with that throughout the year that we've got to make sure we keep him in the pocket when the opportunity is there for it. But he's definitely a guy that's, you know, much improved from where he was last year at this time because of obviously he's just had so many more starts and so much more experience against pretty good competition. You know, he's played some good defenses this year too.
Jaden Maiva on the year, just over 2,000 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, 4 picks. Regarding his running ability, I'm looking at the stats now, through 7 games, they're 5-2, USC is, just 23 attempts, 41 yards. So some of those are most of the scrambles are just, you know, not much design run. For Jaden Maiva.
No, the running part surprises me that there's not more of it. But he can, Bill. You've seen it, right?
He'll keep it. He'll keep it at times like that. And you'll see him keep it off of a gap scheme, which normally that's different than a zone read scheme. And so if the ends are going to bend, he sees that. The most interesting part of that entire interview was and I imagine almost all the Husker fans caught it, was that they're basically a check with me, which means run to run, pass to pass, pass to run, run to pass. I mean, they can change what runs they're going to run, what passes they're going to run. They'll change from on both sides of everything. With that being said, the volume in the stadium causes a lot of issues for someone doing that.
Oh,
so that is that when you see that someone is, because sometimes if you're playing, let's just say 2 years ago, or even this year, I guess, Michigan, they just call a play and they run a play.
Okay.
They call a play and they run a play. And they're like, hey, if they're plus one in the box, we're still running it. And we have rules to pick it up. If you like to be in the perfect play all the time, the crowd bothers you.
Ooh.
And I would say this, Notre Dame is not a daunting, loud crowd. It's a home field advantage, but that's not ever been known for a daunting, like I couldn't hear myself think. That's not Notre Dame. And so that's an interesting take and a huge advantage for Nebraska.
That's, hey, Bill.
He addressed that as well.
Bill, that is tremendous insight by you. I don't like to compliment you too much, but that is really interesting to me. That could foul them up.
He addressed crowd noise.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would ask every single Husker fan that's going to be at the game to be as loud and as crazy and as disruptive as they can be. And we're going to try to do the same with how we play and how I call the game. But, you know, we need every bit of help we can get. Obviously, you play at home in front of our crowd, in front of our people, you know, in a night game. You know, we want to take advantage of that opportunity, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to how our defense plays, how our defense executes against a really good offense and a really good play caller.
Need the noise. It's not been a great home. I hate to bring this up. It hasn't been a huge home field advantage. They're 13-6 with Rule at home. It's not overwhelmingly good. But I think that night.
What games are the ones that? So this year, the one you would say that you needed it or it'd even be a factor really was who?
Michigan. Yeah.
It was a day game. I think
2:30 game.
Yeah, it changes at night, I think. I don't think you'd see a crowd as loud or with as much vitriol as Colorado when Colorado was here because of the hatred for Colorado. But
that was loud.
But what if you got like a when Aiden Hutchinson was here, was that 2021 or
2021.
Yeah.
Great football game.
And it was an electric crowd. You know, Nebraska doesn't have vitriol towards Michigan or towards Michigan like they do against Colorado and Miami. Miami was a god. I mean, that was an ungodly.
2014.
That was an ungodly atmosphere, Bill. I mean, I don't even know how to describe how loud that was. It was like Colorado, I guess. But this, I don't know that you can expect that. But Michigan was a great atmosphere. I think it'll be something like that when they had Aiden Hutchinson. The one thing that was interesting, I don't know if you have this, was when you saw kind of the human side of John Butler yesterday.
What was it about?
When he was asked about Sierre Wright going to bat for him to be the defensive coordinator, the conversation was about Sierre Wright. Go ahead.
When I look back at my career, the things that are going to matter to me the most are the relationships that I have with players. That ultimately is like you have success, you enjoy the competition, you know, you love the experience. But like when you really look back on it, any impact that you had on other players' lives as a player and as a person to give them a better avenue for success or just maybe whatever it is, that's, you know, I'm getting older now. I'm 52, and I know most people don't think about it. I've been doing this 31 years, and I'm starting to get a little bit more perspective as it relates to when old players call me or reach out to me or after games. That's starting to have a little bit more of an impact maybe on me than it did in my younger years. So whether it's Sierra or guys that I've coached in the past, you know, those are things that keep you going.
He hesitated when he was asked the question. He had to kind of gather himself. So he's got that. He obviously has a good relationship with Sierra Wright and other guys on the defense. You saw the human element there. And then you heard the stenographers in the background.
Yeah, whoever's typing is very loud.
There's a lot of everybody, almost everybody does it. I mean, it's.
I don't know where the, the breakers would be on this. If they enjoy the typing in the back like that, it's to me is borderline annoying.
Ooh, yes, hello.
I don't
wish I could fix that. It's just that's the official auto they give us. That's from Nebraska.
I don't do it.
But it does feel, but I do like the feel that you're there live. Do like that. I'm not a big fan of listening to the typing, but I do really like the feel that you're it felt like you were in the room. Press conference. So that is a kudos to everyone.
It's a very interesting phenomenon to me. There are people that will say, where's your computer? Why are you just going old school, taking notes? You're writing down things? Notes? The new age guys, Sean doesn't bring a notebook to the thing. He just types everything.
Yeah, there's a response for you, when they say, why do you not bring your notebook? You say, I live in better times. Just say that. I prefer to live in better times.
I'd say that a lot.
Turn around.
Yeah.
Steve, turn around and walk away.
Turn around.
is the issue, because I know when I would do these, you'd have all those phones or recorders in front of you. Is the issue that because of today's world, people think that they have to have something out within seconds of when it came out of someone's mouth, so they have to type it?
Yes.
Is that the reason?
Yes. Robin Washit writes a rundown of the coaches, of the, you know, who's ever at the podium as it's happening. It's basically going up as the words are coming out of the people's mouth. That's where we're at. That's
you think that's his hands typing there then?
Well, it could be. I mean, there's, like I said, about almost everybody does that, I'd say.
Robin type a little softer? Ask him.
I don't know if that's Robin.
Softer, yeah.
Now, it could be.
We're going to assume it's Robin until someone proves it. It's not.
It's not a bad assumption, because he's right there by the podium. He's very close. So it could be him, but there's other people that are right close too. I think it's a combination of people. Anything else from John?
We'll get to Holgorsen in the 7 o'clock. Okay. How about that?
Yeah, he talked about some
things. Yes. Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area, Bill, where would you send the breakers today?
The Bird.
Early Bird is open at 19th and K, free and spacious parking. They open at 6:30, so you can go right there and dine all the way till 2 p.m.
That sounds good.
They've got breakfast.
Heated syrup.
Yeah.
Heated?
Heated syrup, breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, any breakfast food, including the world famous hash hole.
Hash hole.
Hash hole.
That was nice. You held that one. Good job.
Thank you.
Open today. Stop by for free and spacious
unlimited
parking.
Unlimited butter, too, Jake. Unlimited butter.
And sweet pastels. And you can have a Busch Light if you'd like to for breakfast.
Oh, that'd be kind of risky.
Risque.
Or risque.
When we come back, more SEC drama. Lane Kiffin has some words for Brent Venables next on Early Break on The Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.